So, what sort of hours did you work on the gardens then? How
Oh,
long was the day?
well, mainly from nearly not long after daylight, and depends on weather conditions. In the summer, you could be working from daylight till dark. Winter, because the days were shorter, but the summer was, well, everyone knows what watering is like, trying to keep stuff wet and keep it survive. So, no, the days was pretty long.
When you so you plant seeds, you used seeds to plant for the
Well, collards
plants
and
to grow.
cabbage, you use the seed and you plant in a seed bed, just in a small area.
Right.
And then after about 6 weeks, when they grow, then you transplant them out.
So what time of the year did you do plant the seeds and then transplant the little?
Probably November, December, January, February, depends on what crop it was. Sweet corn was planted by seed. Well, I suppose potatoes were too, but you had to get the potatoes and cut them into pieces and plant them. They was later years they was planted with a machine, but the early years they was planted by hand. You'd plow a furrow with a tractor and walk along with them in a tin bucket and just poke them in, about 6 or 8 inches deep in the side of the bank, then plow another furrow and just put them in. But then machines come in and made that a lot easier.
So what sort of changes have you noticed then when you're driving around Athelstan about how the land's being used these days?
Well, it's nothing like it used to be. It's just like being in a nearly in the middle of Adelaide now, whereas before you could just drive around and occasionally our horse used to get out and he'd just wander up the road into the cousin's place because they had a horse too, and they'd just go up there. And we used to run a few cows down along the creek, milk the cows and tie them out on the edge of the road. There was not much traffic going up and down the road, and during the day we'd take them out and let them feed along the edge of the road, just tie them up with a chain. And then at night you'd let them go, just let them go, and they'd walk back to the shed where they used to be milked. They just knew to go back there. But they wouldn't want to do it today, they'd get run over. But those days there was hardly a car on the road.
No.